Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today, episode 39, Saturday Scrawl number 3, Stretching Creativity. So today, I was going to talk about different ways that I have been stretching my creativity in the last few months. So as you all know, I started a business to put out new PDFs of different adventure ideas, DM tools, that sort of thing. And it was also in preparation for next year when hopefully everything else comes together and I can finally launch the Kickstarter to put out my card game I've talked about. I've always been a bit of a writer. Wished I could be more of an artist, better at drawing and so forth. Finally realized I've got some minimal talent, but what really makes someone good is the practice. And I've in the past never had the patience to stick with it because I don't get results fast enough. Well, at the end of September, I decided to finally jump into Inktober. Inktober was started by an artist in 2014 as a way to work on their inking skills. And I've always enjoyed seeing different random Inktober drawings pop up in my different social media feeds over the years. I thought, what better way than to keep at it? Obviously, I can do good at keeping to a schedule of things. I was posting multiple times a week before I settled on my current schedule of 3 podcasts a week. I'm spending a lot less time watching movies and TV and so forth on the different services I pay for, like Netflix and so forth. I don't have cable. And what I am consuming as far as entertainment, the majority is gaming related or in the nature of other things I'd like to know about, like tips and tricks with Inkscape, a program like Photoshop and GIMP, other things of that nature that will help me with the different projects I've got in mind. I decided I needed to quit coming up with excuses to not draw. I always give up and get frustrated, like I said earlier. Instead of that, I'm just going to keep at it. And the goal of Inktober for me is to do one drawing a day for the month. And already I've managed to see some small bit of improvement on a couple of things. I've always had kind of a knack to do certain things, especially penmanship. Back in grade school and middle school, I always got A's in penmanship, and in high school was introduced to calligraphy and art class and continued to do some with calligraphy. I even did a wedding present for my ex. I kept that, by the way, because I liked how that turned out. I also, in middle school, took shop, and we had to learn how to do block lettering on graph paper. And so I learned some basic, simple, like how to sketch out plans for something that we made in shop. It was all freehand, no drafting or anything like that, no training in that. I sort of tried after college getting back into calligraphy, but other than the wedding present I did for my wife, I didn't really do a lot with it. One of my Inktober things, instead of a drawing, I kind of did a poem in rushed cursive because I just wanted to get it done. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to do that in more formal calligraphy. I'll decide on a script. As I've mentioned when I interviewed my brother Robert, he's got a lot of talent and skill in art. He's always drawn ever since I can remember, but he's been drawing so much. That's one reason why he's so good. In high school, he was always getting in trouble for drawing in class instead of taking notes, or drawing on his homework assignments, or drawing on his tests. Way back when we took the ACT, I worked every problem and he sketched a woman leaning up against the side of a wall, profile in nude, and we got the same score. Oh my God, I was so mad at him. But it's his constant sketching that made him so good, which was really handy during games. We'd say, well, I don't quite, what are you talking about? And he'd sketch out whatever it was and boom, we could understand it. In addition to my brother, there's a lot of artistic talent on my dad's side of the family. His mother's cousin was Disney legend Blaine Gibson. You've probably seen cartoons that he is credited in. Peter Pan, Sleeping Beauty. The last one he worked on was 101 Dalmatians. His hobby was sculpture. When Disney saw a showing of his work, Disney made him the chief sculptor. So he did the busts for Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Hall of Presidents, and more. And for Hall of Presidents, he did all the presidents before Obama and came out of retirement for the two presidents before Obama. And his protege that he trained did Obama and Trump. He also did the statue Partners, which is the one that has Walt with Mickey by his side that is at the entrance to Disney World and Disneyland, and you've probably seen on all those commercials. He always sent hand-drawn Christmas cards every year, and he did a hand-drawn card for my parents' 40th anniversary. And way back in fourth grade, we had to write to somebody and get them to write back, and my dad said, well, why don't you write to Cousin Blaine? So he sent me back a letter and on official Imagineering paper, a sketch of Mickey Mouse and another sketch of Donald Duck, which I still have the sketches. And like an idiot, I got rid of the letter and the envelope. I wish I still had those. One of his brothers was also a talented artist, and my parents had a watercolor landscape hang in the living room that he did. In high school art, I did a few things that I was able to do well. I mentioned calligraphy earlier. I also was okay at getting the shading to do a ribbon. We learned ribbons after curtains, and if I'd have known how to do the ribbon before the curtains, my curtains would have looked better. Anyway, you know, the things you learn. We also had a geography class in my high school, which there weren't very many of those, and we had to color the maps in with colored pencils, and we had to be sure and do a legend with the different colors. Every history class he taught always included maps that we also had to color. A few years back, I bought a D&D coloring book and was going to color it in using my colored pencils, only to discover I can't see the details like I used to. I've had glasses since seventh grade, and in later years, I've gotten where I can't see at a certain distance with my glasses on. And I have to take them off and then get close. So I've got to come up with a solution so that I can see that stuff, because I used to be really good at coloring in those maps. I want to take the different skills that I used to have and try to revive them, and my skills I'm always complaining to myself about, and improve them. The thing I like about Inktober is it's got a one-word prompt for each day. I chose to give an RPG theme to Inktober. It may not look like there's an RPG theme to everything I've done, but it's because you got to look close, and I'm not as skilled as I'd like to be. But as I said, this is only day 6, and I've already seen some improvement in things. I've also been watching videos about sketching and drawing and inking and different tips and tricks. Last night, started drawing something another video had done. And it looked pretty good. It was just like some rocks and a cliff face, but it looked right. That was just with pencil. So today, out running and getting errands, I got a cheap sketchbook at Wally World and some art pencils. So I've got those instead of just a plain number 2, which there's nothing wrong with a number 2 pencil, but I figured if I'm going to be serious about this, at least spend a couple bucks and get some art pencils with a different hardness and so forth. I swung by the craft store and got some new nibs and some ink for my speedball pen. My old nibs got corroded, so they're not any good. So I'm going to work on some calligraphy at some point. I've got ideas for things I'd like to include in some of my PDFs. I just want to take all the different avenues of possible creativity and try to use that to help me as a game master and a player and as a publisher. Last year, I made a 3D sort of map using that funky graph paper with the tilted squares that if you look at it just right, they're actually hexagons. And it turned out all right. And I scanned it and put it on Roll20 so the players could understand what I was trying to describe, this area on a mountain plateau. And it's on my blog. I'll have to try to remember to link to that. So I've got all these tools and the ability that I can easily buy more if needed. I've done a bunch of stuff that's turned out okay. I just want to get better at it. I just want to encourage everybody that stretching your creativity is a great way to help with getting better at any aspect of life, not just playing games. we shouldn't be afraid to let out our creativity. Because as long as our ideas aren't hurtful to others, we should go for it. I've got all these ideas, and the more I work on PDFs and the more I work on my card game, I keep having more ideas come. And I've got so many different notes and ideas that I just feel like I've got to let more out, so to speak. And I've always had a desire to draw and just never stuck with it. So I'm going to do my best to try to stick with that. I'm off work this next week. I've got a few, it's a staycation, so no exciting destinations for me. I've got a few things I've got to do around the house to get ready for winter and all that good stuff. Hopefully mow the yard for the last time if it'll ever stop raining. But I'll be working on podcast ideas, working on my next PDF for October. And as I keep working on all these things, I'm sure I'll get even more ideas. What projects do you wish that you'd actually do or getting around to finishing? Don't let being your own worst critic stop you. Even if you never show something that you do to anyone else, finish it. Finish the novel that you started years ago. I'm in that boat. Write the game supplement that seems to meet the need you have as a game master. That's what I've been doing with my PDFs. Draw the picture you see in your mind's eye. Well, it's not yet turning out like in my mind's eye, but I want to get there. And most of all, have fun. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening. And game on.